It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. Happy Sabbath to you. This is the seventh day of the week, God's holy Sabbath day. It's the 17th of June. May God be with you today, bless you, and keep you. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together on your Sabbath day to open up your word and to be able to learn from it. We ask that you will grant us the privilege of anointing the words of our pastor and filling him with your spirit as you help us to grow in grace and in wisdom. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. Lift up your head, your redemption is nigh. Let glad alleluia mount up to the sky. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. Lift up your head, your redemption is nigh. Let glad alleluia mount up to the sky. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time.
Amen. We're talking today about the Sabbath today, the Sabbath at creation, four things that cannot be undone. The Sabbath at creation, four things that cannot be undone. This is one of many in a series that's part of our baptismal class. So these messages are messages that are important for us to understand and be blessed by as we get closer to God and decide for ourselves whether or not we want to go all the way with Jesus, friends. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you very much for the truth. We thank you very much for the love of the truth. We thank you very much for this day that you have given to us, the Sabbath day. Help us to understand it today like we've never understood it before. Send bright beams from heaven to illuminate our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. In Genesis 1, we have discovered the fact that God created the earth in 6 days. And let me, before I say that, just kind of walk you through how we have progressed in our baptismal class. Okay? We have studied the origin of evil. We have studied the creation of the world. We have studied the creation of mankind. We have studied the fall of mankind. We've studied the nature of sin, and we've studied the plan of redemption. And so now we're studying the Sabbath at creation, four things that cannot be undone. We're reading now Genesis chapter 2, and the Bible says in verse 1, we're reading verses 1, 2, and 3, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Now, that's important because later in this chapter, God gives more detail on how he did what he did, okay? He gives more detail on how he made man. For example, in verse 7, it says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. But all that happened on the sixth day. He just gives more detail. He gives more detail of the fact that he had planted a garden, but everything had already been finished at the end of the sixth day. Now remember, the evening and the morning was the first day. The evening and the morning was the second day. The evening and the morning was the third day. And the Bible says, at even when the sun did set. Okay? In Matthew chapter 28, I believe. So the evening is the setting of the sun. So that's why the day in Bible reckoning begins at sunset. Sunset Sunday, sunset Monday, sunset Tuesday, sunset three, you know, whatever. And so sunset Friday is when the Sabbath began. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. The first thing that cannot be undone is the fact that God ended his work of creation. He did not do any more work of creation on the seventh day. It had ended. Okay? Now, as we make a practical application, because I'm wanting you to understand that there's a reason why God ended his work. The Sabbath is a date with God. It is a special time he set aside to meet with us. So he stopped making a beautiful planet. It's beautiful. There was no sin in the planet, brothers and sisters. But he still stopped to spend time with us. So the first thing God did is he ended his work, and we should end our secular work, our day-to-day activities that are just part of our making of a living. That should be done by the end of the sixth day. We should not focus on bills, the ones we can pay and the ones we can't. except that we might want to offer prayers of thanksgiving to God for what he has provided and ask him to continue to provide. But we don't worry about it. We don't plan. We don't scheme. We don't make phone calls. We don't contact anybody regarding those things. God has set up a special time to have a date with us. So God ended his work, and we should end ours. So basically, brothers and sisters, we do our cleaning prior. The house should be clean. We do our cooking prior. Not to say that we might have to obviously pull the food out, warm some things up, whatever, but we do our cooking prior. We do our, as much as possible, showering and all those things prior. You know, it's just nice to be clean before the Lord, just to come. You have to make plans to do that, brothers and sisters. If it's not part of your life plan, it's not going to happen. It's not just going to happen automatically. You have to put it in your plan, and you have to think about, I want to have a date with God. Maybe I need to start on Sunday and do some things on Sunday that I normally have to wait and do on Saturday. Then I might do some other things on Monday. So by the time you keep doing that, you might say, okay, I'm going to get my clothes ready for Sabbath on Thursday. If Friday is too busy for you to do all of that, because some of us have to go to work and you know, we don't get home till a certain time, you know, on Friday, make plans. You can put God in your plan. If you had to take a free cruise somewhere or a free all-expense-paid flight, but you had to get everything done before that trip, you would get it done because you're excited about going on that trip to other countries or a trip to the Caribbean Seas or whatever you're excited about. But we need to be excited about spending time with God. So we put all the other things aside. God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. I like the rest of this, from all his work which he had made. Now, some people, the Sabbath is just a day to sleep. That's not what it was intended to be, brothers and sisters. This is a date with God. So we might want to watch and look at how hard we're working and some of the choices we're making. Maybe we're burning the midnight oil during the week, staying up watching television and doing other things so that we don't get enough sleep and then we just crash on Saturday, the Sabbath. That's not it. God didn't sleep. He doesn't sleep. He just rested from all his work which he had made. In other words, the rest was putting aside the secular things, which, you know, I don't know that you would even call it secular for God, but for us it would be secular. But putting aside the normal things that we have to do to live, to make a living, so on and so forth, and spending time with God. He rested. No one can take that away. That has never been reversed, the fact that God rested on this time. Okay? Now, the whole world, for the most part, keeps another day, which is Sunday. I really want us to think about what God did. He ended his work, and he rested from all the work that he had done, the beautiful work of creation. And then let's see what else he did, verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day. We are living in blessed time. Now, would you like God to bless your car? I would. When your car is blessed, it gets better mileage. When your car is blessed, you have less accidents. When your car is blessed, you know, it doesn't just, have you ever had a car that, I don't care if it's brand new, but it was just always in the shop. I want God to bless my car. You know, well, guess what? If your car is blessed, you can't just be playing any kind of music in that car. If your car is blessed, you just can't be going anywhere you want to go in that car. You see, to be blessed, brothers and sisters, is to have the special favor of God. God put special favor on this day, okay? It is a day especially favored of God. That blessedness has never been removed. You will not be able to find a scripture that said he transferred the blessing of the Sabbath to Sunday. It was not. So when you worship on Sunday, you're worshiping one day late after the blessing. That's not a blessed day. Now, God owns every day. One scripture I like to quote at the beginning of the, or at the end of the, at the beginning, usually of the broadcast, it says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's for every day. Every day is not a holy day, okay? Every day is not a holy day. Every day is not a day that has been especially blessed by God. God made every day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice because we're alive and be glad in it. But he only blessed one day, put his special favor on one day. So when you think about these things, it really doesn't make sense to go to church on Sunday when God blessed the seventh day. I mean, think about it. Just don't think about what the world is doing. Don't think about following the crowd. Just think about the fact that God can bless anything he wants to bless, and he blessed a period of time. Okay? So a 24-hour period of time is blessed. So when we spend time with him, guess what happens to us? We get blessed. When we add things into this day, watching secular things, doing secular things, we lose the blessing because God was there to have a date with us and we went shopping. God was there to have a date with us and we just start yapping on the telephone about just any old thing. And you have to guard the Sabbath, friends. You have to let your friends and relatives know that, hey, I'm keeping the Sabbath now, so I don't talk about these things, but I'll get back with you. You can say it nicely. I'll get back with you at sunset, or I'll get back with you tomorrow, you know, whatever. We have a certain amount of grass that, and I don't have a lawnmower to cut it, so our neighbor, wonderful guy, wonderful young gentleman, he has been cutting this grass for some time, and when we moved here, we just said, hey, he's not charging a whole lot, and he's got this riding mower. So he cuts the grass. We have to remind him. Sometimes he'll come on Saturday, and I'll step outside. Hey, you know, it's the Sabbath, so we don't do, oh, I forgot. Okay, I'll be back. I'll pick another time, or I'll come back tomorrow, or whatever the case might be. Friends, we have to guard the Sabbath. God blessed this day. It is a holy day. We just don't do anything on this day. Now, when you are renting and the property owner / property manager has somebody come into the apartment or whatever to do some maintenance, you can request, hey, you know, could it be another day? But that's not your property, okay? So, or the property, now the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. None of us have our own property, okay? It's really God's. Most people don't know that, but you might have a title in the courthouse, but it's God's property. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It belongs to God. Nonetheless, there are times where we have no power over things that happen. We don't have any jurisdiction. So it would be, in my opinion, a little extreme. Yes, there is probably somebody at the electric company that is monitoring the electric system, but that doesn't mean that God requires me to turn off all the lights on the Sabbath day, okay? I could argue that, well, if everybody did this, then that guy at the electrical company could go home. But you know what? Everybody's not doing that, and the guy's probably home anyway. With the technology today, it probably sends a beep if something goes wrong, okay? But the point being made is, the things that you have jurisdiction, you can't stop the post office from delivering your mail, okay? They're going to deliver your mail. That's out of your control. You can't just contact them every week and say, hold my mail on the Sabbath. And I'm not saying you couldn't do that, but you're actually creating more work for them when they do that. So we understand that the world goes on, but what we have control over reasonably that affects us, Now, I will tell you this. You shouldn't open up secular mail on the Sabbath. I can say that. And unless you can clearly see, it's probably better. And this is just me. I'm not going to ever tell you something I can't prove from the Bible when it's something you should or should not do. Okay? If I can't prove it from Scripture or the principles from Scripture. I'm not going to be fanatical and say, don't get your mail. Wait till after Sabbath to get the mail out of the box. Some people are concerned about people that come by and get people's mail, which, of course, God can protect. But the point being made, some of your mail, we have these, if you live in the city, you have they slide the mail through a slot, and it just falls on the floor inside your house, okay? So you can't help but, you might want to pick it up so you're not tripping over and stepping on the mail. So the point I'm making, brothers and sisters, is be careful with the mail because you don't want it to take your mind off of that. And I think just by saying that, off of heavenly things, and just by saying that, I think that's enough. God wants us to use our brain. I am not here to tell you exactly what to do. You're an adult. God gave you a brain. You know, a lot of times we want to depend on the pastor for everything. We want to depend on the pastor. Pastor, what should I eat today? Pastor, should I wear a red dress today? No, that's for the pastor's wife to ask him that, okay? And I'm telling you, I've been there where people ask some kind of question sometimes because they're not using their brain. God didn't give you a pastor to tell you everything. That's what he's about. He said, it didn't say, in all thy ways acknowledge the pastor and he shall direct thy path. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. God puts people in our lives to guide us along the way, to help guide us along the way, but we should still go to God. Even when the counsel comes from godly people, take it to the Lord in prayer. That's what Paul acknowledged the Bereans did, and he commended them for that. He said, and these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and then searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Okay? So the Sabbath was not made as if a day of just sleep, okay? It's a day, and if you have children especially, get out in nature. But even if you don't have children, nature is God's second lesson book, friends, the Bible being the first. Nature is the second lesson book. And actually, in one sense, nature preceded the Bible. When man was perfect, God would speak. It would always be lodged here. There was no need for a written word. It's just that our minds deteriorated. We have other voices that come. So God had to put it in writing. It's just like contracts today. You talk to some of the old timers and all they needed was a handshake. Okay? But now you better put it in writing because people are quick to say, oh, I didn't know you said that. I didn't know you meant that. Or I forgot you said that. Or I forgot I said that. So that's why we put it in writing, because the mind is deteriorating. We forget things, and some people have evil intent as well. So you put it in writing. Now, that being said, God blessed this day. It is a blessed day. You're talking about holy time, blessed time. That means good things happen. You know, brothers and sisters, when you have prayers that need to be prayed, the Sabbath is a good time to especially spend time in prayer with God, because your mind is divested of all the secular and burdensome things. You can just put your thoughts to God, but start with praise, please. Don't just ask him for everything. He is such a benevolent God, but he deserves praise. He deserves honor. He deserves to be told by you and me that, Lord, you are awesome. Tell him that. You are great. You are wonderful. Tell him. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. We think of him blessing us. The Bible says, bless the Lord. Lord, I bless you today. You ever did that? Have you ever said that? That just brings chills down your spine. Lord, I bless you today. He gave us, me, little old me, the power to bless him. I bless you today. I want to honor you. I honor you today. I extol you today. You're a God of majesty, power. Imagine saying those kind of things on the Sabbath day, thinking about the great God who made the mountains and the trees and the rivers and the seas and the flowers and the hours and everything, and you just want to tell him how awesome he is. brothers and sisters, we have the privilege of doing that. And we end up going on to the mall on the Sabbath day. Another thing people do, we just don't want to plan and we don't want to sacrifice. So we go out to eat on the Sabbath day. Now, brothers and sisters, it's all right to do good on the Sabbath day. You might have to find somebody homeless and go get them something to eat that God causes you to do because you don't have any food with you. You know, you're doing good on the Sabbath day. But as a general rule, we avoid secular businesses, brothers and sisters. Unless we're going in there maybe passing out a tract or something in our Sabbath outreach. But we're not going in to do business. We don't mail stuff on the Sabbath day. We don't create a UPS call to pick up a package on the Sabbath day, friends. The Sabbath is holy. It's holy time, and God wants us to honor it. It's blessed time. And not only that, we get to the fourth element. It says, and sanctified it. So he blessed it. That means he put a blessing on it, and he sanctified it. That means he set it aside for holy use. We can be sanctified, my friends. That means we can be set aside. It should be set aside for holy use. And why did he do it? Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Brothers and sisters, there is not a scripture in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation where God removed the fact that he ended his work, the fact that he rested, the fact that this is blessed time, and the fact that this is sanctified time. It's nowhere in the Bible. Yes, you will find a scripture or two where it just mentions that they broke bread on the first day of the week. But they broke bread every day, brothers. They didn't just do it on the first day of the week. That wasn't a change of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was changed by the Roman Catholic Church when they took over Christianity in the early centuries of A.D., okay? And they did it to recruit pagans. Pagans worship the bodies in the sky, the planets, and their supreme god was the sun god. And so they made the first day of the week Sunday, the venerable day, the holy day of the sun. They wanted, the Roman Catholic Church wanted to bring these pagans in because pagans had a lot of money and they wanted to enrich the church. So they took upon themselves to have traditions that differed from Scripture. And they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. That's why people worship on Sunday. And friends, they claim that they have power to do so. And that the church, the Catholic Church, that is above the Scripture. So if you believe the Catholic Church is above the Scripture, then you should keep worshiping on Sunday. But if you don't believe the Catholic Church is above Scripture, you now know where it came from. And you have a choice to make, my friends. And those who worship on Saturday, you now have more information. This is a special holy time. So, brothers and sisters, why do we go to church and hear club music on the Sabbath day? If that's what you hear on the Sabbath day, you shouldn't go there. Now, if you can tell them, hey, and your influence is great, and you can have them stop playing club. You shouldn't even listen to club music on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. This is music that was in the club, brothers and sisters, and you know I'm telling you the truth. You know, those of you who live long enough, you remember Soul Train. That's the kind of music. It's rock and roll, rhythm and blues. Those kinds of musicians can play at the club. They change nothing. The only difference is the words that are being sung. If the music in the church is the same as the music of the world, that's not holy, brothers and sisters. It's not sanctified. So the world makes you think sanctified means when you fall out, start speaking in gibberish, holding up your hands. Nothing wrong with holding up your hands. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you know what? I'm just trying to paint a picture of people holding up their hands and swaying and falling out, you know. And they say that's the Holy Ghost. That's being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. That's not being sanctified, brothers and sisters. They have women in those churches that walk around with sheets so that when a woman falls over and is kicking her legs up in the air, exposing her private parts to the eyes of men. And in this day, you got to be careful to the eyes of other women. These women go around and they put the sheets over them. You tell me that's holy? That's not holy. That's confusion. And the Bible says God is not the author of confusion, brothers and sisters. So there's so much that's linked to this, but I just pray that you all will take advantage of the Sabbath day. God has set aside holy time where he rested. He has a date with us. He sanctified it. He made this holy time. Let's spend time with him. This is the day that we should have a special time of worship. Not tomorrow. No, we worship God every day. We worship God on this broadcast. This broadcast is our family worship here in the Fleming's home. Okay? We worship God together in the morning. And then my wife and I have our own worship in the evening. But because we're worshiping with you, this is our morning worship. But if it was not, then Sister Fleming's and I would get together and we would be having worship as a family. So we worship God every day. Every day is not the Sabbath. Every day is not the day that we have special clothes that we wear, not to be flashy, not to have everybody look at us, but just to exemplify that this is a special time. So we're going to dress for the Lord to honor him. And so that's the four things that cannot be undone. God's rest, God's ending of work, God's blessing the Sabbath, the seventh day, and God sanctified it. Before I close, I just want to share something with you. In order for you to be saved, you got to end sin. The ending of work symbolizes that. And you've got to rest in Jesus. The Sabbath symbolizes that. You've got to have the blessing of God on your life because you're born again. The Sabbath symbolizes that. And we must be holy. The Sabbath symbolizes that. That doesn't mean that we do away with the Sabbath. That's what people say. Well, see, now that we're holy and sanctified, the Sabbath, we don't have to keep the Sabbath. No, that's not what it says. The Sabbath is a symbol of what God did, and it is a symbol of what God does. He does sanctify us. Let me read that to you. Ezekiel chapter 20. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify them. So God gave us the Sabbath as a sign. And who is the us? He gave it at creation. It's to all mankind. How do I prove that? I'll read it to you from the words of Jesus. We're going to Mark 2:27, and he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Don't be deceived when people say, you keep the Sabbath, I keep the Lord's day. They're not keeping the Lord's day. The Lord's day is the Sabbath. The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. That's Mark 2:27-28. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So God made this for us, brothers and sisters. He didn't make us for it. He created us, then made a Sabbath for us. Why? Because it's a special date with him, a special time with him. Therefore, because of this, it's the Lord's day. The Son of Man, Jesus, is Lord also of the Sabbath day. The Lord's day is Sabbath. The Lord's day is not Sunday. The fact that Jesus rose on Sunday morning simply tells us that he kept the Sabbath and rested in sleep. Okay? But it was time for him to get up, because he was going to now be our great high priest. Within a few days, he would be risen. He went to the Father to get a blessing on his death and sacrifice, and then he came back down, spent about 40 days, and then he went to finish his work in heaven, which ends in the investigative judgment starting in 1844, when he moved to the most holy place. But he's doing all of that work so that he can clear the records of sin. And sin is the transgression of the law. You will not be saved knowingly violating the Sabbath. The Sabbath doesn't save you, just like not killing doesn't save me, not stealing doesn't save me, not committing adultery doesn't save me, not worshiping idols doesn't save me, but saved people don't worship idols. Saved people don't commit adultery. Saved people don't lie and steal and kill. But we already talked about the plan of redemption, and it's a plan to give you victory over sin. It has pardon, it has power, and the final act will be when we're in his presence. That's what the gospel promises. So people who claim to accept the gospel, they're denying the power thereof. That's what the Bible said. It says, from such turn away. We can't be denying the power. That means anybody that says you can't have victory over sin, that it's all right to sin, it's all right to break the Sabbath. Friends, they are doing the work of the enemy of God. I didn't say they were the enemy because they may not know. God is so merciful. That's why I love him. You know, there's a beautiful song. I don't even know all of it, but it says, that's why I love him. That's why I love him. Because he first loved me. When I'm tempted and tried, he is close by my side. That's why I love him so. And what did the Bible tell us in, is it John 14, 15 or Matthew 14, 15? Let's see. It's John. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, which commandments are they? People have this idea that, well, there's 613 different laws, and they just use that argument to try to lump all the basic cornerstone constitutional Ten Commandments with everything else God said. That's not what the Bible says. Notice what it says in James 2:10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Okay, all right, I got to keep the whole law. I can't offend in one point. Well, what's he talking about? For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. He's saying this applies to the Ten Commandments. And what does he call the Ten Commandments? The next verse. So speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. The Ten Commandments is a law of liberty. Why would you call it bondage then? Why is the Sabbath called a time of bondage? Yeah, keep you in bondage, keeping the Sabbath. The Bible said it's a law of liberty. Why is it liberty? Because liberty, bondage is sin. So they're calling you to sin and trying to convince you that those who tell you how to be righteous are keeping you in bondage. Do you see how messed up the world is? Stop, friend. But God is merciful. And we just want to remind you that the Sabbath is a reminder that God's the creator. In order for you to overcome that lustful eye, you need a new heart created in you. In order for you to overcome that addiction to food, to other things, you need a new heart. It must be created in you. Create in me a clean heart, O God, David said in Psalm 51:10. So the Sabbath is a sign of your own salvation, because you can't be saved unless you're recreated. So why, friends, why would we not want to keep a day? We'd like to invite you to church. We'll be on Zoom. You have a church you go to where truth is being taught, go. But if you want to worship with us, we'll be worshiping today on Zoom. We'll be posting on Facebook. But I can, if you want to write this down, I'll give you the Zoom ID and the password. And we'll be talking about something very practical today. We're going to be talking about the talent of time, how you use your time, the talent of time. 557-587-3947. That's 557-587-3947. And in small letters, the password is torso with an E, T-O-R-S-O-E. So that's 557-587-3947. Join us for worship, friends. And then put some time today to go out in nature. If you're living in the city, find a park. And friends, God doesn't want you permanently in the city, okay? He's going to get you out if you put your mind to it and you pray about it. Because it's not going to be, it's not safe now, but it's going to be very, very much more unsafe as we get into the climactic events that Bible prophecy says are coming upon the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you very much for this day. We thank you very much for this message that you've given to us. We know that the Sabbath is a time of healing, and so in one sense, this was a health message as well. We ask that you would bless us as we prepare to be blessed by worshiping you. And as we put aside, maybe we were thinking about doing some things that really aren't Sabbath activities, and you've convicted us now to not do that. Help us to have the courage to follow you, to spend time reading the word, spend time singing songs, spend time ministering to others, doing something positive. To encourage, maybe there's an elderly person, you can go visit that person at a nursing home or at his or her home. Father, we just pray that you will show us how to keep the Sabbath and help us to not worship you in that special way one day too late. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, God is good. Thank you all for joining us today. We will now simply quote the fourth commandment. Before we close out, we're not going to have a separate health segment because we're going to also have church service. So remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger. Is within thy gates. My wife can finish it if she chooses to. She may not be available. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath. God bless you. And it's time now for our closing song.
I will trust thee.